You?
Woo!
150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt. I have some good news for you today. Hard work is always better than laziness. In the late 1700s, people believed that if someone was acting lazy, they had tired blood. The common remedy for tired blood was to get the lazy person moving by literally placing ants in his pants. Apparently it did the trick, because when we say someone has ants in their pants today, we mean they can't sit still. Solomon talked about ants as a cure for laziness too, but for a different reason. He said, take a lesson from the ants, you lazy bones. Learn from their ways and become wise. Though they have no prince or governor or ruler to make them work, they labor hard all summer gathering food for the winter. Even the ants know we shouldn't be sleeping when there's work to be done. So what if this week I give my best at work, so no one's tempted to put ants in my pants? Hard work is always better than laziness, and that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, the senior pastor of Centerpoint Fellowship Church, centeringlives.com.
If closing a deal fires you up, if you are hungry for the next sale, if you love the art of the deal, we want to talk to you. Blue Water Broadcasting, the most listened to radio group in Montgomery, is looking for experienced sales professionals. We are interviewing fired up people now. If you believe in yourself and you are goal-oriented, we want to talk to you about this exceptional opportunity. Send your resume to jobs@bluewaterbroadcasting.com. Blue Water Broadcasting is an equal opportunity employer.
The city of Millbrook has made it. Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto, opening location number 3 in Millbrook on Highway 14. So now there's 3 Don Duncan locations where you can get service above and beyond your highest expectations. Not only top-notch certified technicians to work on your vehicle, but customer service and accommodations that are second to none. In other words, if you need to ride back to your house or your office to get your service taken care of, just ask. They're happy to do it. All 3 locations offering all major name brand tires at a real wholesale price, because Don Duncan worked to do business directly with the manufacturers. Don Duncan, the works. Get your car its regular service. You can wait, or, again, if you need a ride to work or a ride back, just let them know. Don Duncan, just north of Vaughan on Bell Road. Don Duncan downtown at 408 Madison. And again, now in Millbrook on Highway 14 for Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto.
2.4% unemployment is roughly half the unemployment rate of the country. How do businesses survive it? More on the next What's Working with Cam Marston Saturday at noon on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, everybody. Some nice changes in our future already. The big rains have moved out. Today, breezy, cooler, temperatures falling to the 50s, eventually low 50s by sunset. Tonight, breezy, colder, overnight low 40 by morning. Then tomorrow, sunshine in abundance. Nice day, high around 61, low tomorrow night 39. Then on Sunday, high up to about 66. More sunshine, great day. 68 to 70 for a high Monday, good bit of sunshine. Slight chance of a shower late Monday night or early Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughan Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Donald Trump, just last week, he confirmed to the National Review that he is again considering a run in 2016.
Do it. Do it. Look at me. Do it. I will personally write you a campaign check now on behalf of this country, which does not want you to be president, but which badly wants you to run.
Donald Trump has been saying that he will run for president as a Republican, which is surprising since I just assumed he was running as a joke.
Is that people think that Donald Trump is a clown.
Donald Trump is a clown. I mean, does anybody seriously think that Donald Trump is serious about running for president?
Donald Trump, you know, he's a clown.
But likely moderator apparently believes that Donald Trump is a clown.
Which Republican candidate has the best chance of winning the general election?
Of the declared ones right now, Donald Trump.
President Obama will go down as perhaps the worst president in the history of the United States! Exclamation point. At real Donald Trump. Well, at real Donald Trump. at least I will go down as a president.
So basically, this is the beginning of the end for Trump.
The beginning of the end. The
beginning of the end?
This is probably starting of the beginning of the end for Donald Trump.
Donald, you're not going to be able to insult your way to the presidency.
The strongest person usually isn't the loudest one in the room.
So right now we have Hillary's about a 75 or an 80% favorite. We have different versions of the forecast you can look at.
Poll has Hillary Clinton up by double digits nationally, 12 points, 50 to 38, four-way race.
Clinton leading in Florida, Clinton leading in North Carolina, Clinton leading in Ohio, Clinton leading in Nevada. I could go on and on and on.
I continue to believe Mr. Trump will not be president.
And so, right now, Mr. Trump, to answer your call for political honesty, I just want to say, you're not going to be president, all right? It's been fun. It's been great. I love you. Come on, buddy.
We have a major projection right now. Donald Trump will take Ohio. Actually, and I project Donald Trump will carry the state of Florida. Huge win for Donald Trump. Donald Trump, while we project, will win in Kentucky, in Indiana, with its 11 electoral votes. West Virginia, Florida, Tennessee, Mississippi, South Carolina, Alabama, North Dakota, with its 3 electoral votes, and South Dakota, Texas, Arkansas, Louisiana, the state of Montana, North Carolina, Georgia, Iowa, Utah, Wisconsin, Arizona, Kansas, with its 6 electoral votes, Nebraska, with its 5 electoral votes, and Wyoming, with its 3 electoral votes.
Sorry to keep you waiting. Complicated business.
A lot of people have laughed at me over the years. Now they're not laughing so much, I'll tell you.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
Now, yesterday he was dead. The recession's on.
In one day. Pretty impressive. Grant McDonald joins us right now. I'm your gracious, casually truck and host, Greg Goodell. Hi, Tom Light Sidekick. Join me, sir.
And here they are.
Never. Please clap. I really, really want to get away from politics. I don't want to get into a big Simmons, Gunsmith, get away with politics. I don't know what I want to talk about. Somehow I want to make it till 6 because I'm still messed up from the vacation and all the extra time off, and my sleep schedule is, like, brutal. So I'm here on fumes, basically.
But you look good.
That's the really important thing.
Right. Yeah. It's all about surface and presentation.
You retire, you can suck, but as long as you look good, even if you are in fumes, not those kind of fumes.
No.
Be all right. The, here we go, 312,000 jobs in 1 month. Wages up 3%. And the market being the lemmings they are, of course, the market went up 750, I think it was the final today.
Yeah, 746.
And he's doing all of this in spite of the fact that even Fox blows now. Fox TV. When they're getting beat by MSLSD and all those mental patients over there, that's not good. But he gets this kind of a result with nothing but headwinds from everywhere. Gas prices, you know, this is where the difference is, because they get paid like $1.76 a gallon. Here, the last time I filled up, in Florida, it was about 2.25, because they have a different tax up than we do. I mean, you add all these things up. Manufacturing, the jobs that Obama's, forget it, they're never coming back. He didn't want him back, you know, because they like people who are dependent. And he's going to get that damn wall. He's going to get the wall built. And he's got good reason to do it. It's a national emergency when you got people dying in the streets from drugs that are coming across the border. But the Dems don't care. Who was the lab? Was that a member of the Religion of Peace today that said impeach the MF-er? There you go. Such class. And I just posted that, by the way. New Dem Congresswoman impeached the MF-er. Actually, she said the whole world. It's just such classy people. And right underneath that, the picture off the front of Drudge today. Jobs up big. record number working, manufacturing best in 20 years, Hispanic unemployment lowest ever, Dow up almost 800. It's amazing to me that he can do this in spite of the great effort, not just within the media, and I don't know what this big circle jerk called the Democrats in Congress is going to. They're not going to pass anything that's going to get through the Senate. The Senate's going to be in better shape. Even Mitt Romney says he'll vote for the wall.
Really?
Yeah. Mitt, wow. Mitt wrote that op-ed the other day. That came back to bite him hard on his Mormon keister. He's just a big... I dumped that.
How dare you, sir?
I apologize for everything.
How rude.
This is All Request Friday. It's also till 5 o'clock. Your last chance to register for the Big Shot contest. I got to remember to do this at 5.
Yes.
A party tray of wings from Bomb Hours, a gallon of Red Diamond iced tea. And that drawing will take place at 5. Brant McDonald's going to call in today. He's in a very jitty mood, as Al Sharpton would say. So let's begin with the legal eagle and local heartthrob, Chadley.
Legal eagle and local heartthrob bring you a live action report.
Yes.
There is a big ball of heat in the sky. Not sure what it is, but it's giving off light at this time. Appears to be the sun.
Well, we had reports this morning of people seeing blue in the sky, and they called up and asked what that was.
Oh, my gosh, blue.
Yeah.
We need to report that to MUFO, the Mutual UFO Network, so it can make it on George Norrie's show tonight.
George Norrie. Hey, you know what? Terry Adams kicks George Norrie's ass, and Terry, of course, will be on tonight.
He can out-conspiracy theory George Norrie any day of the week, man. He needs to have his own show. Oh, wait a minute. He does have his own show.
He does now, yes. Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 9.
If we did have our trade war going on with China, it would be even rosier than you're seeing. Because if you're hitting 319,000 jobs and you're at the highest. And by the way, the lowest ever recorded unemployment for Hispanic. Lowest
yes.
ever.
It's all good. Epa. It's all. When those numbers came up at 8 o'clock this morning, I burst out laughing.
You have to. You have to, because despite all the gloom and doom, there are a lot of positive things going on. And I'll tell you, Greg, and I am in agreement with Brandon on this, there's going to be a China deal. It's in the interest of both nations. But this short-term pain is going to be worth what that long-term gain is. And, of course, the greatest thing is, immediately, the Democrats can't help themselves. They're overreaching again. So we have an impeachment thing in the first day. We've got, a brand new Muslim representative calling the president an MF-er.
Just classy people. And Nancy Pelosi, I am not in the business of what censoring or...
Oh, yeah. An occasional Cortex is now advocating a 70% income tax. It doesn't take long for liberals to show you who they really are. And the great thing about it is this is going to remind Americans for the next 2 years what would happen if we gave these people the presidency.
Well, we got to get the Congress back. We got to get Trump reelected. And we got to, elbow room in the Senate would be nice, too.
But there's a much more serious issue at hand right now, Greg, that we need to discuss. And that is the Alabama-Clemson National Championship.
Football. Well, yeah, that is, of course.
I know this isn't sports talk, but, over-under, I think you have to give the Tide the edge because of offense.
Is this the Fall Pine Bomb show, I think?
Yes, it's the Fall Pine Bomb. Yeah, that's exactly right. So
poor Rich. Rich is diehard War Eagle, and we love the War Eagle Nation, and I have great respect for it because so many people that are close to me could kill me that are...
I like Auburn, too. I like both. I don't have a dog in the fight because I didn't go to either school, but I don't care where you went to school. You have to respect Nick Saban as a coach.
Oh, of course.
Oh, unbelievable. If it weren't for that Gotta-Set game, he'd be going for national championship number 8?
Exactly. I got to tell you, you just got to... If you're a pure football fan, you cannot you cannot hate the guy.
No.
I mean, he is just a fantastic coach. Yeah, he has a temper.
And by the way, thanks for reminding me, because we do have a Duncan and Son Predict-a-thon up on Facebook. Get your prediction in, because you could win a $500 gift certificate and a six-pack of the works from Don Duncan if you're the first person to predict the precise outcome of the game.
Well, I think the line went up to 9 points, Alabama favored today, but I got to tell you, I think it's going to be a knockdown, drag out. We're not going to know. There's not going to be a blowout in this game. This is going to be another crazy.
I wouldn't mind.
Unlike Oklahoma, Clemson has the number one defense in the country, Alabama being number two. You know, so. But I think it's going to be a great game, and I think the edge goes to Tua. You know, he's just that good. And when he hit 24 or 27 passes last weekend, that was just fantastic. I mean, so anyway, enough sports talk. I won't do any political talk, but I think I would like to hear some Elvis Anonymous.
You got it. Because it is still our request Friday of all things. Thank you, Chad.
Have a great and sunny weekend.
Do my very best to have the sunniest weekend I can. Here is Weeks.
Hey, I'd called into the wrong station. I didn't realize it was the Fall Pine Bomb show.
Yeah, so what do you think, about the 2024 season? You know, we got a chance?
You know, it is what it is. And we'll know at the end.
I used to joke all the time, the calls to that show were, you know, there's a woman in Hoover who's pregnant, and she comes from a long, and the fetus is large. Do you think this person will, you know, score for Alabama in the 2032 national title game? I said, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Slightly ahead of the curve.
Well, I'd like to get in on the big shot, and that's 11-12. And if I could also request Gaffigan bacon.
Oh, we'll do the Jim Gaffigan bacon bits.
If you don't mind, I'd appreciate it. And y'all have a great weekend.
That's what I'm here to do, man. It's a good day. Let's keep it a good day. Comedy. See, Jim Gaffigan Bacon, number one and number two. Shall we play the song?
Yeah, why not?
Make a trifecta. We'll do that coming out of the bottom of the hour break, because that takes just a little bit of time. But I've got them pasted. Chan's Elvis is in. And yes, you have until 5 o'clock to make yourself eligible for the Baumhauer's Big Shot drawing at 5. Here is Jim.
How are y'all today?
Pretty good.
Good.
All things considered.
Well, I think Alabama's going to do it, I hope. 38 to, 31, I hope, is the score.
If you want to win the predict-a-thon, you got to go to my Facebook page and make the prediction there.
Okay. Anyway, but I'd like to be also put in for the Baumhauer's Big Shot.
All right, you are in for that. And anybody can go to my Facebook page to make it, but you don't have to be a friend. But I think I have... I always meet people who say, I sent you a friend request, and you didn't accept it because it's full up.
You're very popular.
Okay.
That's not what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to say, if you want to be my actual Facebook friend, now's a good time to do it, because I got a
and
space.
Jim, before we drop you, what's your month and day of birth?
128.
All right.
All right, you are in, buddy. Thanks for the call. And 320.
But you are very popular. I'm the one saying it, not you. And I'm not under duress or any sort of threat.
No.
Anymore.
Yes, that's I always threaten Joy with a good beating. You didn't do exactly as I said. It was funny. I was honored, actually, to attend the Georgia Floors Direct Christmas gathering. And I met a good number of the Merry Band of Floriers, and they really like that name. I think it's good. And the reason I call them that is Georgia Floors Direct, even 50 years now, 1969 to 2019, that's 50 years. The reason they're still so successful is they continue to bring in high fashion, popular styles of all types of flooring, hardwoods, laminates, carpet, room remnant, whatever you need. You got Dave the Rugman there too, by the way. It's a little overwhelming when you walk in, so you need a Florier to help you navigate all of those choices. You pick out what you want, and then they have the best installers on the planet. So from beginning to end, it's Georgia Floors Direct. Great price, great installation. You cannot do better. Jeff Mallinson and his team would love to do it for you. They're open Monday through Saturday on the Boulevard across from Lowe's. And they've got an excellent Facebook page, which also features their latest new inventory. That's Georgia Floors Direct, flooring destination now for half a century.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
AutoSave Tire and Automotive, Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka. We are a local, family-owned and operated business. We live and shop locally. We have a local, friendly staff that cares about you and your vehicle. We do it all, from oil changes to engine replacement, electrical repairs, brakes, alignment, scheduled maintenance services, and more. We have over 250,000 tires at our disposal daily, meaning you get the best prices every day. Check out our website, autosavetires.net. Happy New Year from all of us at AutoSave Tire and Automotive in Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 5757. At checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 5757.
The holidays are over. Time to undeck the halls and head to the Home Depot Store More Save More event, where Sterilite 64-quart latching storage boxes are a special buy at just $7.48 each. They're stackable and clear, so when next season rolls around, you can see what you packed away. But right now, time to pack away some serious savings. The Store More Save More event, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through February 4th, available in-store and online while supplies last.
Ah, folks, this is Rusty. If you've got your mind on your money and your money on your mind, you'll love the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Well, I know you must feel the same way after all these years you've been able to take notes.
Sometimes, when you have a problem, it helps to talk with others who have the same problem.
Okay, Elvis, you got something to share with the group now?
Yes, I do, Elvis. Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you very much, sir.
Hold on, Elvis. Thank you very much. Should we order some double cheese pizzas first?
We'll get some peanut butter nano sandwiches, too.
That's a good idea, Elvis.
Well, thank you, Elvis.
You're listening to an encounter session at your local El-Anon Center. El-Anon, where chronic Elvis impersonators go for help.
Now, once again, what was that you saying, Elvina?
Well, sir, I think it's time the people stop discriminating against us female impersonators of Elvis. Uh-huh. You know, I got sideburns, too. Thank you very much.
Learn to recognize the early warning signs. Twitching lips.
I can't control my face.
Swinging hips.
I'm all sugar. Oh.
Incredible weight gain.
More Twinkies, please.
At Elvis Anonymous, we understand that impersonating Elvis is not a career. It's a disease.
Love me tender. Sweet, give us something to eat.
So please, send what you can to L-Anon, Memphis, Tennessee. And thank you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Oh, no. It's happened to me. Oh, sugar boy.
And that was Chadley's request. Elvis Anonymous, 325 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. You have until 5 p.m. this afternoon to make yourself eligible. Ding, fries are done. Ding, fries are done. Brant's going to join us at 4:05.
Okay.
Because I said, you know, make it convenient for yourself. We normally don't get to speak with them on Friday. But it was especially interesting after yesterday. And it was CNN. We're now going into a recession. They said that yesterday. And Don Serber, who is a very, very good blogger, he writes short, but to the point, he's like D.B. Blackman. He's one of my two favorites. I posted his today. Trump recession lasted less than a day. I mean, it's not just the stock numbers that matter. It's 312. I don't remember any point in the 8 years of hell.
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
Where in 1 month, over 300,000 jobs are added. I just don't. I remember one December jobs report where they actually came in much lower than expected. And it takes a special kind of stupid to, because of retail sales and stuff in December. So it should be a good month. And even he managed to screw that up once. But I digress. So the big information, and Brandt told us this for years, one of the things he looked for, even though the market kind of crept back up through the artificial lowering of interest rates by the Fed, not Fred. Fred has nothing to do with this.
not the Fred.
Fox News confirms Mueller probe grand jury extended. Will you stop with the crap? It's been 2 years. 2 years of this clown ass running around. He hasn't even found anything connected to Russian collusion. This insanity has to end. You are one hell of an investigator if you can't turn up one thing in 2 years. Because there's nothing to turn up. The Democrats are counting on him to give them the one thing they need to justify an impeachment, because orange hair or bad hair or his demeanor, those are not impeachable offenses. Where was I?
It's a good economy. People were thinking we're in a recession.
Oh, the key number in all the numbers that came out today was the wage growth. People are now making more money. And that is significant. Now, who knows? I still believe there are powers and forces in certain levels of the government that are going to try and do everything they can to hurt the man. I mean, as we discussed yesterday, what's the one thing nobody could take away? The economy is exploding. Then that big dip in the market yesterday. Well, that's it. He's got nothing now. Can't say the economy is thriving. And a day later, all of a sudden, boom. Speaking of boom, don't forget to read my companion article. Brett McDonald is on the cover this month. Probably one of the best-looking Boom magazine cover since I was on it. I meant to say since Rick Peters was on it.
Right.
Best-looking male on the cover. And I wrote a companion piece, and if you want to see some interesting numbers. You've heard all the lame-ass stories here on the show of stupid decisions I made with money that cost me lots. It's one of the more, I don't lie, but I mean, when it comes to giving up personal data, it shows you how stupid you can be. How you can take, in 1 year, $400,000 in today's money's worth of buying power and turn it into dust for the tilt-a-whirl. So
well, I hope you bought the tilt-a-whirl.
Well, I said that because in Christmas Vacation, which Goose and I watched,
yeah,
on Christmas Eve, Cousin Eddie makes the point to Chevy Chase that his son is getting ready for his career, and Chevy assumes college, no, carnival, and he had already had a year's experience spreading pixie dust in the tilt-a-whirl. I never heard of that before, but that's where the line comes from, if okay. You insist. So 272-9228, if you have a request, we've got a big bacon bit coming up, back-to-back Jim Gaffigan's and the song. And if you don't have anything to say, but you want to be in the Big Shot drawing, which is now an hour and a half away, just let Joey know your name, your month and date of birth, and we'll get you in. And we will do that at 5 o'clock, Brandt at 405. And hopefully he'll be able to tell us that, hey, those numbers, things are looking better. And will probably stay better for a little while. It would be nice. That's the one thing, man, this up and down stuff. And I don't know why I let it get to me, because you know how much money I have in the markets? Zero.
Likewise.
Yeah. So, but I want the country to do well. I want people to do well. I want the people who didn't do stupid things with their money, I want them to succeed and prosper. That's how I feel it. I can be an idiot, but unless I come up with a way to authorize a gigantic raise for Social Security, my future retirement years will be welcome to Walmart. Unless I hold my marbles together and I can keep doing this for a little while longer. I have to go by Montgomery Paint and Body again in a state of great humiliation, because this curb on the side of the building is just it's too high. And once again, I managed to detach the rubber piece underneath the front. Not as bad as last time. Last time we had to just take the whole thing off, crawling around on our hands and knees and using pliers and stuff. This time it was just the front part was hanging down, but it was making a noise on the road. And everything. But just my luck to hit a bump, and that thing will get caught up in the engine, and I'll have a multi-$1,000 repair. So I took it to Don Duncan. They took care of that. But on the grass next to the curb, I found I saw a triangular white-shaped piece of metal. And I said, this is from the car, but I couldn't figure out where. It's like trying to put together a puzzle. But the last stupid thing I did is too recent for me to just go over to Donnie and say, hey, I did another dumb thing for you to figure. Rapidly catching up to Rich Thomas, though, on the visits to MPB. It's little stuff.
Is it like a contest? Like a competition?
Well, I mean, Rich has a wing name for him, and he's got a pinball machine in there.
You're not going to win. Well, 84,
84 says, the bearded woman, he's on a vacation movie.
Ah, okay.
What do you got in the Joey Clark Radio Hour today?
Oh, we're going to have Seth Spotlow and Eric, the fiancé, on. And then next week we'll have Eric and Emily. Right before the wedding, you know. And I'm in that wedding. I'm a groomsman.
You are?
Yeah.
A lot of responsibility.
I know. I got to stand there and look handsome. I'll try.
Well, after what we've been through in our family over the last several weeks, well, let's put it this way. Emily sent Goose a friend request. So I hope they begin a dialogue, because when I was in Florida, I said, I wish Emily was somebody you could be in contact with, because Emily has that brand thing going on. She knows who she is. She's totally okay with who she is. And screw off if you don't like it. And that's the way she is.
Before I forget, we got a request for suit or something up in there.
Yeah.
The OBGYN lady. And, a few months ago, we did a thing called the Great Marriage Debate.
Yes.
And we started talking about the odds, just how blatant it is. Like, we have Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson all the time.
Yes.
Divorce is rampant, and it's rampant all different ages, demographics, however you want to break it down.
We had somebody call for their number yesterday, right?
Mm-hmm. And, you know, so it's sad that that's going on, but there are complicated reasons. But here's the point. Despite the odds of things not working out, it's worth the so-called exception when it does. It's worth all of those risks.
I have great confidence in this marriage. And I'm not trying to be a wise ass here or anything like that, but, you know, everybody that was at my daughter's wedding said, wow, what a perfect match these two are. So we go, oh, by the way, Montgomery Paint and Body, you'll find them on the boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Their number is 27 Rec with a W. And as soon as my embarrassment comes to me, I'll stop by and see Donnie and say, where does this belong? Kind of came off the car. Thanks to
Do we need to get you like a bumper, like an extra bump, like an actual rubber one, and put you on an electric track?
How about a nice kiddie pool that you could inflate and put next to the curb, so when I pull up, I know I'm hitting.
Yeah.
Weisenheimer. All right, let's grab this call here and see if it's somebody that wants to be a big shot or somebody with a request. 272-9228. I sure miss
Alan!
But He's got all of that success going on. He's been unable to join us on Fridays. What do we got?
He wanted to be put in as a Big Shot contestant.
Yes, you can do that. You do not have to go on the air. You don't have to say anything. But if you have a request, and you don't have to if you have a request, 272-9228 is the number. It's time for our first look at the roads this afternoon, followed by the great... I made BLTs for the gang this morning.
Ooh, that sounds good.
On big, thick sourdough bread with... Each side slathered with mayonnaise.
Oh, you're making me hungry. All I've had today is a big protein shake with some powdered vegetables in it. And then I had... Ugh. Yeah, I'm terrible about eating actual ones, so I've gotten the supplement for a daily dose or serving of veggies. And then I had some sushi for lunch. So I'm very hungry right now. And you talking about your BLTs makes me...
One thing I will never present my morning... compadres, here's your sushi breakfast.
Not for breakfast. Ugh. Sushi for lunch is good, though. It's light. It's healthy.
And this is not a knock on sushi eaters. I don't want to get that reputation going either. It's 3:37 down to the traffic dungeon.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic showing no accidents around the city so far, but you can tell it's a Friday afternoon. The boulevard's busy around I-85. Traffic through the interchange is flowing normally. If you're northbound towards Prattville or Millbrook, everything's looking good so far. Be safe out there. Where can you shop? And there's something for everyone. Festival Plaza. Stop by the Mellow Mushroom, Winger Sports Grill, the AMC Movie Theater, and more. They're at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch traffic.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to pee. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. To celebrate, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-257-5251. 1-800-257-5251. 1-800-257-5251.
Let's observe the inflatable Noodle Man. His constant undulating entices people to look at me, he's tireless and brainless, a literal airhead. Curiously, however, the inflatable Noodle Man, when hearing that Geico not only saves people money, but also has an award-winning app that makes it easy to manage one's policy, he knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Just ask an inflatable Noodle Man. Carefully, they are unpredictable creatures.
CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. A U.S. Navy destroyer to be built in Mississippi will be named for a former U.S. senator from Alabama. Secretary of the Navy Richard Spencer announced Friday he's naming a destroyer for Jeremiah Denton. A naval aviator from Mobile, Denton was shot down and imprisoned in Vietnam in 1965, famously blinking out torture in Morse code with his eyes during an interview. He served one term in the Senate as a Republican beginning in 1980. He died in 2014. A California businessman has pleaded guilty to bribing an Alabama lawmaker. G. Ford Gilbert, the owner of Trina Health Clinics, pleaded guilty in federal court in Montgomery. Prosecutors say Gilbert was trying to use legislative influence to pressure Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama to cover a treatment at its clinics called the artificial pancreas treatment. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Finally, a break in our weather, and this is going to lead to a very nice weekend. As we head towards tonight, look for a breezy, colder night. Overnight, low temperature 40 by morning. But tomorrow, sunshine will be in abundance. Finally, high temperature up to about 61 tomorrow. Low tomorrow night, 39. On Sunday, high temperature 66. More sunshine. Beautiful weekend. Then up to about 68 to 70 on Monday with a good bit of sunshine. Slight chance of a shower late Monday night into Tuesday. All in all, a good forecast. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Bum, 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 bum.
Mr. Sandman.
Okay, the new year has begun, and Mr. Sandman is having their most humongous, exciting blowout sale since last year. We still have some remaining floor samples and closeout mattresses from Serta, Jameson, Restonic, Sutherland, and others at highly discounted prices. I now want to introduce you to the luxurious new mattresses from Heirloom. Heirloom is an old-line company who makes some of the finest mattresses in the world, sold at high-end stores everywhere. If you're considering purchasing a super premium mattress, please visit our Montgomery location and compare the comfort, tailoring, and beauty of the Heirloom. Priced from $2,000 to $4,000, unique in Central Alabama. Mr. Sandman has many power adjustable bases on sale, as well as beds, headboards, pillows, and more. We do sell foundations and mattresses separately, with mattresses in stock for fast delivery or pickup, discount prices, and great customer service. We are a must visit if you're shopping for a mattress. In Montgomery and Millbrook, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. And we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
And the budget-conscious ones.
You really can spend anywhere from $5, $6, $7, $8 to $25, $30 if you want to go for the higher-end meal.
Sinclair salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree-type salads. Cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are real popular ones that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean Chicken Pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road.
At Sage Legacy Council, we help families by protecting the assets of loved ones in a nursing home or those in need of long-term care. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Bacon, the most beautiful thing on earth. Bacon's the best. Even the frying of bacon sounds like applause. It's like, ah, yay, bacon! You want to know how good bacon is? To improve other food, they wrap it in bacon. If it weren't for bacon, we wouldn't even know what a water chestnut is.
Thank you, bacon. Sincerely, Water Chestnut III.
And those bits of bacon are like the fairy dust of the food community.
You don't want this baked potato?
Bring! Now it's your favorite part of the meal. Not interested in a salad? Bibbidi bobbidi bacon! I'll just turn it into an entree. But once you put bacon in a salad, it's no longer a salad. It just becomes a game of find the bacon and the lettuce. It's like you're panning for gold. Eureka! Many ways to prepare bacon. You can either fry it or get botulism. It's amazing the shrinkage that occurs. You start with a pound, you end up with a bookmark. Really, the only bad part about bacon is it makes you thirsty for more bacon. I never feel like I get enough bacon. At breakfast, it's like they're rationing it. Here's your two strips of bacon. Whenever you're at a brunch buffet and you see that big metal tray filled with 4,000 pieces of bacon, don't you almost expect a rainbow to be coming out of it? I found it! I found the source of all bacon! That bacon tray is always at the end of the buffet. You regret all the stuff on your plate. What am I doing with all this worthless fruit? I should have waited. If I had known you were here, I would have waited. I would eat only you, bacon.
I get mononucleosis.
Rub some bacon on it.
My nude pics get posted.
My cat explodes.
Rub some bacon on it.
I wake up in a trunk.
Rub some bacon on it.
My friend goes steampunk.
Rub some bacon on it.
I meet real pirates.
Rub some bacon on it.
There's an awkward silence. I say something unintentionally racist.
Rub some bacon on it.
I'm an adult with braces.
Rub some bacon on it.
I can't swim.
Rub some bacon on it.
I'm visited by Mr. Tim.
Hey, boy.
Rub some bacon on it. Bacon on it.
I'm attacked by a narwhal. The apocalypse started. I think I might have sharted.
No!
It is 3:47, happy hour, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Hour and 13 minutes from now, we will do a drawing for a tray of wings from Baumhauer's that you can win and then redeem on Monday as you watch Alabama beat Clemson for yet another national championship. And by the way, you don't have to go on the air. If you're shy, if you're one of those people, I hear from them all the time, I'm too shy to call. It doesn't take much nerve to speak to young Joey here. He'll make you feel right at home at 272-9228.
If I was a Paul Feinbaum caller, I'd probably be like, yeah, your name, Greg. Is that right? Greg?
Yeah.
Greg Butel?
Yeah.
Yeah? Well, what do you know about Alabama football, you Yankee? Johnny come lately?
Honestly, not much.
I thought you were an NFL guy. Talking with Shula and that Baumhauer's guy.
By the way, that was the most depressing story today is that the NFL, apparently, people are coming back after so many stayed away because of the disrespectful players and the national anthem and all that crap. The whole phony thing. Looks like Sunday Night Football will be the number one show for the first half of the TV season.
Okay.
But they're still well below where they were a couple of years ago, so there is that. What was that?
He just wanted to be a Baumhauer's big shot. That's Chuck, yes.
Chuck, be by...
The Chuck you know. Chuck calls often.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Same thing. If you have a request, something you'd like us to play this afternoon, we should be in a celebratory mood because most of the news today was pretty good.
Well, I also think the NFL rating is popping off. Because, I mean, what else is there to watch at this time of year?
Yeah.
And then you're getting close to the playoffs, and people like the playoffs. I mean, it's still a fun sporting event, interesting sporting event.
I used to at least have a sense of who was in it.
Yeah.
And once again this year, you know, the Dolphins, a team that I was very personally involved with for many years, knew a lot of the guys. I have no idea who they're... I think they fired their coach after one season. I read that somewhere. But ever since they disrespectfully blew out Don Shula, they haven't done squat. But in the 70s and through almost the 80s, early 90s, they were always in the hunt to play in the Super Bowl. They were almost a perennial playoff team. And I think they made the playoffs like three times in the last 25 years.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
They're the new Buffalo Bills. At least the Bills have made it to a Super Bowl, though, since...
I just looked it up. In the wild card round, you have the Colts, the 6th seed, against the Texans, the 3rd seed. Seahawks against the Cowboys, 5-4, respectively, seeding. Then 5-4 on the other side, other league, Chargers and Ravens, Eagles and Bears. That is the wild card round.
The Bears?
The Bears.
The Bears. Eagles will beat the Bears.
Yeah. I think it's going to be a good, fun year. And I think who has the bye? The Chiefs have the bye. And then who's the other team? The Saints have the bye. Patriots and Rams. So it should be, I won my fantasy league this year, though. I actually tried. So
you won?
Yeah, I won.
But no money?
No. Just the pride of
That's
it.
That's no fun. Grab that call. I was looking at our buddy Mr. David Blackman's Twitter page. Because he always has good stuff there. And somebody went, you know... Obama, like all, there's not going to be a wall, even though 10 years ago they all said we should have much tougher border security, and they were all for the wall then. Never got built. So a guy named Benny Johnson, went to Obama's house in Chicago because the president has pointed out the fact that he has a 10-foot wall around the house. Is it true? Yes. Not only does he have a wall, he has 7 walls and armed SS police blocking the road 1,000 feet in each direction. And he's got the pictures here to prove it. But that's true of all the Democrats. Maxine Waters, all of them. You know, they all live in nice, big mansions because they deserve the money. They earned their money, unlike Donald Trump. And when you have nice things, it's always good to keep those illegal aliens that you allow in to vote and do other stuff for you, but you certainly don't want them breaking into your house and taking your stuff. So they all live behind walls. Bernie Sanders, all of them live in walled or very heavily secured communities. Such phonies. That's what I hate. Just such phonies about everything. And I do mean everything.
Oh, cheats and liars.
And that too. Today is National Trivia Day. If we were to get desperate, I've got some trivia that I could just pass along during the course of the show. But we'll be talking to Brandt here in about 10, 12 minutes about a great day in the markets. Yesterday, CNN, they actually said it on CNN. We're headed for a recession. They finally said it, yes, the thriving Trump economy is over. We're headed for a recession. And then today comes along, and all the numbers completely blow that out of the water. So it was a very short recession. Any requests?
No. Just people wanting to be put into the big shot drawing that we're doing at 5. I did run across something a little juicy, though.
Yes.
This new Muslim representative.
The one who said...
Minnesota, I believe.
Yeah.
She put out a tweet saying the 116th Congress has so much to be proud of. First Somali American plus refugee, first Muslim woman, or women. There are 2 Muslim women now. First indigenous woman, first Palestinian American, youngest, of course, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Record 100 plus women, largest ever black, Hispanic, and progressive caucuses. This, though, was responded to by Justin Amash. He's probably the most libertarian congressman up there. Maybe Thomas Massie or Rand Paul gives him a run for his money. But Justin Amash has been up there a few years now. Mm-hmm. And he said, my father is Palestinian, and I've been in Congress since 2011. So I guess he didn't get counted as the first Palestinian-American because he's in the wrong party, or maybe just doesn't tout it.
Oh, that's it, because there's no such thing as black... or Hispanic, legitimately, black or Hispanic or Palestinian or any other, you name it, group. As long as they have an R next to their name, the media takes no notice whatsoever. And you gotta, I don't know what the hell's going on in Minnesota that they would elect somebody that vulgar. Impeach the MF-er, except she said the word. And instead of being taken to task, but the same media that told us we must respect Barack Hussein Obama, they're not saying anything. They're quietly applauding and sanctioning it all.
And we got a call from East of the Rockies. He wants to hear anything Weird Al that is not Weasel Stomping Day.
All right.
He said that you might have played a new Weird Al song earlier this week, maybe.
I played Word Crimes.
I like This Is the Life.
That's a good one. Starting off the new year with a wish. Let's talk to Ty. Good afternoon.
Hey, great, Joey. Weird Al's Living in Amish Paradise would be good, but no, I was hoping to hear Immigrant Drivers.
I got it.
All right.
Do you want to be in the drawing?
Yeah, I just wanted to call in and make a request.
Glad you did. Thank you very
much.
All
right. Thank you, sir.
Okay. And this is Chris. Good afternoon.
Hey, how y'all this evening?
The baby.
But the sun's out and it's drying my yard up.
We are okay.
I'm feeling a bit peckish, though, in terms of food.
I would like to hear something from Southern Women again, if you haven't already played it today. I loved it yesterday.
Let's see what I played this morning. And I hate to say it, I only did it just to tease Emily. That was Southern Women.
It's fun to tease Emily.
I'll play number one. We've got that, and we'll have that coming up.
Sounds good. I'd like to be a big shot also.
All right. Do we have your month and date of birth?
9/9/3.
Okay. You are in.
Thank you. Enjoying the show, and I enjoy your show too, Joey.
Thank you, Chris.
All right.
Bye-bye. That's right. Young Joey at, what is on the Joey? You have fiance and who else?
Mr. Spotlow. And I don't really know what we're going to get into. I mean, last night I talked a little bit about Louis C.K. being attacked by social justice warriors, how people, especially in the cancellation culture and woke culture, freaked out when Kanye West reached out to the president. Even though Kanye didn't really endorse immigration or other things, he endorsed, you know, prison reform, which we got done.
Right.
So it was a great, you know, should be coming together moment, yet Kanye was lambasted. Tonight I might mention, I'll mention it now, this video that was put out about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of her in college dancing. I saw these headlines, thought it's not worth my time. Finally watched the video. Whoever put that up thinking that made her look bad is an idiot. It made her look very good. It looks like a cute college girl having fun. It was a video she shot with her classmates.
She's the most dangerous woman in America.
Well, yes, her politics are right out of the Soviet Politburo.
70% taxes? Is that
it's nonsense. And I shared something today criticizing her plans, like that Green New Deal. Apparently, she knows how to reorganize the whole damn economy. Idiot.
That's right. Well, she's almost 30.
But let's criticize her for that, not put out videos that make her look good, thinking it's going to make her look bad. It's just dumb.
Good. In middle agreed.
All right. The C Spire tech movement is taking over the region because the Southeast and Mid-South cannot compete for the tech jobs of the future without the proper resources or training. So C Spire, that's capital C, Spire, a separate word, C Spire is investing in the education, infrastructure, and people to make the Southeast and Mid-South number one in technology. Only 10% of our high schools teach advanced placement computer science. So C Spire is teaming up with schools and public partners to give teachers the training and resources they need to teach it in the classroom, and also setting up coding programs and competitions to give students the opportunity to pursue careers they never thought possible. And because high-speed internet and technology is the foundation for economic development, C Spire is on a mission to deliver managed information technology services to more businesses in our region and from people who will be educated in these fields right here. I think that's great.